Several years ago, the U.S. wheat industry realized they had a serious problem in staying competitive with corn and soybeans, especially in the United States and with other crops in countries like Canada. The problem, no GM-enhanced wheat varieties out there available. While you had Roundup Ready soybeans, you had BT corn, and other products that farmers were finding more profitable to plant and grow, they were abandoning wheat acreages in big numbers, and that left the future viability and profitability of the wheat industry very much in doubt. Alan Tracy of U.S. Wheat was one of those that recognized early on that we needed biotech wheat as a part of our game plan.
Yes, we actually formed a separate group that involves not just U.S. Wheat and the National Association of Wheat Growers, but includes the millers and the bakers. So we're trying to bring the entire marketing chain for wheat into this discussion. And what we're trying to do is plan for the future and make sure that we have a good, clear message and that we tend to sing from the same song sheet as things go on. We're still a good ways from the adaptation of biotech wheat here in the United States, but we're just laying the groundwork for that.
What are you hearing right now from some of the companies that are starting to express interest in this? Are we still 8 to 10 years probably out?
That's about right, Ron. But just 2 or 3 years ago, U.S. Wheat and NOG together went with a bunch of our leadership to all of the major providers, the top six of the large biotech providers in the world, and asked them to get more involved in wheat. And I think they really appreciated our having come to them. And they've generally done so. There's been a good deal more investment by those companies in wheat. One example, Monsanto restarted its wheat breeding program and bought a wheat breeder in the process. So, and most of that work really is not with biotech wheat, but with conventional wheat. So we're getting more investment by the private sector in wheat research than we've ever had before, and I think that's a really positive thing for us for the future.
Jane DeMargi is Director of Government Affairs for Research and Technology for the National Association of Wheat Growers. She's been involved really from the get-go on this Wheat Industry Biotechnology Council. Indicates that Global Prairie seemed to be a very logical choice for them in lining up a communications partner that would work with them over the next several years in bringing together a message and then getting that message out in a logical fashion.
And as we've gone through the process to talk about how we can bring innovation to wheat, we became aware that we could use some help in getting our message together and then working on how to get that message out to a broader audience within our grower community and also with our industry partners. The company that we've retained is called Global Prairie. They have, they're a fairly new communications firm, a group of individuals who are seasoned and came together to form a new organization. And those individuals have extensive experience working in agriculture and also food and also with new technology. One of the Global Prairie works with an organization called Heartland Plant Innovations out of Kansas. And that is an organization that is dedicated towards wheat research specifically.
I know that in your presentation that you had today, you talked about the idea that you wanted to try to get basically the industry as much as you can unified as you try to move forward with an education effort.
Yes, trying, we mentioned, there is a broad interest in talking about innovation, but that has lots of different facets, and we want to make sure that the language and the messages that we're using are work for all the different parts of the wheat industry, including as we take this message overseas to our international customers.
We're hearing, all kinds of estimates all over the place, but what, 7, 10, 11 years out from maybe actually having a biotech wheat that a farmer will plant, is this too early? Or are we, I mean, is this, what's, why this timing right now?
We do have a long time horizon, and we don't know exactly how long it's going to take. One of the reasons why we don't know how long it's going to take is the regulatory process has become very uncertain. It's now taking about 12 years to get through the process from discovery to commercialization, and the costs are astronomical, $150 million. So we can't give you a precise answer, but we felt like it was important as it is a lot of people are aware that new investments have been made in wheat, and so we felt it was an opportune time to, again, make sure that everybody was aware of what was happening and able to talk about what's happening in the same way.
This communications firm, Global Prairie, has been hired primarily to help craft the message and then start the process of getting it out first to growers and others within the wheat industry, then later to a broader public, including a lot of folks who want nothing to do with a genetically modified wheat product. It'll be a challenge indeed, but the wheat industry fighting for survival, feeling that this is the way to get the job done. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.